with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House is working to sway two holdouts in the Senate as the big, beautiful bill races to the finish line. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Senate Finance Committee Chairman Mike Crapo warned colleagues at a special conference meeting Wednesday afternoon that there are two likely no votes against the bill within the Senate GOP conference, which means just one more defection would threaten to derail the legislation. That's according to a senator who attended that meeting. Crapo did not name names, but colleagues assumed he was talking about conservative senators Rand Paul and Ron Johnson. Senate Republicans control 53 seats, which means they can only afford three defections and still pass the bill. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Tesla stock took a hit as a spat between Elon Musk and President Trump heats up.
Shares of Elon Musk's electric vehicle maker Tesla fell sharply as investors feared his dispute with President Donald Trump will hurt the company. Tesla closed down more than 14% as a disagreement over the president's budget bill turned nasty. Trump implied that he may turn the federal government against Musk's companies. The drop in Tesla's stock wiped out nearly $150 billion of Tesla's market value. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Harvard University is challenging President Trump's move to block foreign students from coming to the United States to attend the Ivy League school, calling it illegal retaliation for Harvard's rejection of White House demands. In an amended complaint filed Thursday, Harvard called the president's action an end run around the previous court order. Last month, a federal judge blocked the Department of Homeland Security from revoking Harvard's ability to host foreign students. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 108 points, the Nasdaq dropped 162, the S&P lower by 31. This is SRN News. Southern Baptist leaders want a repeal of gay marriage.
They will put a resolution before delegates to the summer convention in Dallas that calls on states to adopt bills that would outlaw homosexual unions. Such legislation would violate the 2015 Supreme Court ruling that legalized the practice and would certainly provoke lawsuits. One of those suits might make its way to the high court, giving the justices the chance to reverse gay marriage in the same way that they did Roe v. Wade in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration will revoke guidance to the nation's hospitals that directed them to provide emergency abortions for women. That guidance was issued to hospitals by the Biden administration in 2022, weeks after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade. Biden officials argued that hospitals, including ones in states with near-total bans, needed to provide abortions under the emergency medical treatment. This is SRN News. Donald Trump's military parade will force an airport closure for several hours.
The 250th U.S. Army anniversary parade on Donald Trump's birthday in Washington, D.C. is forcing the suspension of airline operations at Reagan National Airport for several hours on June 14th to accommodate flyovers and a planned fireworks show. The Federal Aviation Administration confirmed that flight restrictions would be in effect. The event, expected to cost $45 million, has grown extensively in scope and size, with thousands of military service members, tanks and armored vehicles, and a prediction of extensive damage to Washington, D.C. streets. Bill Alexander, Washington.
A Peruvian woman who crossed the U.S. border illegally has been acquitted of unauthorized access to a newly designated militarized zone along the southern border. More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.